Testing. There we go. It was me. I want to say Happy New Year. Welcome to our service this morning. Because we are not having KFC kids, if you didn't already, there's a handout for you out there in the foyer. Fill in the blanks, then find those words in the puzzle. If you can complete that, come see me right after services. I've got a special treat for you. And I pray that this will help you and your family be able to discuss and to share a little bit of what is going on in our worship service this morning. I saw a cartoon many years ago. It was a Peanuts cartoon, little Charlie Brown. He went to the fence, and there on the fence, he would paint this big red circle, and then another circle, and make a bullseye right in the middle. He would step back and go, pull out a bow and an arrow, take aim, and he missed. So then he shot another one, and then went back to the fence and painted his bullseye around the second one. About that time, Lucy comes in and says, "You can't do it that way." And he says, "I do much better when I put the bullseye after I shoot." It is a new year, and how many of us are making New Year's resolutions? How many of us have goals or expectations or hopes for this coming year? I don't know about you, but as a church, as a family, we are aiming to do that as a congregation. And I want to share with you as my preaching, my teaching, as our opportunity together, that we will be discussing this type of topic over the next few weeks as we go through this year. That this will be our aim. With teaching and training, we, the South Fork family, we aim to invest our three resources, that is our time, our talent, and our treasures, in life with Father, Son, and Spirit, so that the whole church is empowered and equipped to share the whole gospel with the whole world. I want you to write that down if you have your bulletins. Grab this, because this is going to be the thrust of where we're aiming this year. We don't want to get to the end of the year and say, look at what we accomplished by accident. We're aiming to put a couple of these things into practice in our lives as a congregation. We, the South Fork family, there is no I in this room. We have been knitted together by God. We, the South Fork family, we aim. This is our goal. Our aim is this, that we would invest. And I'm using the word invest because it is not just to do. It's not just to accomplish, but it is with a purpose that pays dividends. And we're going to look at this in just a moment, this idea of putting something aside, dedicating these resources for purpose that will be a continual blessing and benefit. That we aim to invest these three resources. There's only three things that you can give to God. There are only three things, and that is your time, your talent, and your treasure. All of what we do in our worship, in our service, in our communication falls within these three categories. We are going to invest our time, our talents, and our resources so that we are living, that we are invested with, we are connected with God the Father. He is the creator. He is the one who has prepared the works and the activities for us in this coming year. We are going to be with Jesus as we do this. Jesus says, if you've done any of these things to the least of them, you've done this to me. And our vision is going to be connecting us with God the Father, God the Son, and empowered through the Spirit. Paul says, that Spirit that's living in you is going to be a great source of power. It is going to invigorate you. It is going to give you the words at just the right time. It is going to help you to overcome any difficulty situation that you might have. So that the whole church, not just your preachers, not just your elders, not just your Sunday school teachers, not just your ministry leaders, not your home group teachers, all of us will be equipped, empowered to put in this, that the whole church is empowered and equipped to share the whole gospel. Not just one verse, not just one idea, not just our preaching points, our beat them with the Bible so that they look and act and sound exactly like us, but we are going to teach the whole gospel to the whole world. It's time, South Fork, that we open our eyes that our community is dying in sin, right? There are many within Winston-Salem, within the Triad, who have never even heard the name of Jesus Christ. And if we just stay here, if we stay in our huddle, we will miss all that God has intended for us to do. There are many within our world who are dying, literally, for our good news. And so we, as a South Fork family, with teaching and training, we aim to invest our three resources, this time, talent, and treasures, so that we're living with, we're working with, we are invested in God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So that the whole church will be formed together. So that we will be empowered and equipped to speak the whole gospel to the whole world. In Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus teaches, "Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over and poured into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured to you." I want to talk about our time for just a moment. How much of this week are you planning to dedicate in glory and honor to our Heavenly Father? How much of your resources, of time, are you going to give to the tasks and the opportunities of service that He is directing you towards? How much of your time are you going to give in worship and collaboration with the saints? How much of your time are you going to give? 168 hours in this week. Or is it just going to be this hour right now? Is all God worth 1 hour? Or is He something more? In the Message, Luke chapter 6, verse 38 says, "Give away your life. You'll find life given back. But not merely given back with bonus and blessing. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begats generosity." This idea of living with a small amount of time that we will somehow hoard for our entertainment and our relaxation and give something minuscule and small and diminishing to the Creator of all things is a life out of balance. What are you going to invest of your time this week to do? There's a Latin phrase called coram Deo, which means in the presence of God. I want us to envision our week in the presence of God. What you are about to do when you leave this building is still in the presence of God. When you go out to eat, you still are in the presence of God. When you gather your family tonight to finish the day, you are still in the presence of God. When you go off to work, you are in the presence of God. When you are discussing life with your neighbors, you are in the presence of God. Your time can all be given to the glory of God. When you are out there raking leaves, when you're taking in the trash or out the trash, it all can be for the glory of God. When you are at work, it can be for the glory of God. When you sit down with your family to eat, it can be for the glory of God. Or all of those activities can be for my own selfish benefit and desire. Paul would write that we are to do all things for His glory. Even our food and drink, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Our words and deeds, Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Colossians 3, verse 17. My works are to honor Him. My play is to honor Him. Even my rest is to give honor and submit to His almighty power. Have you thought about it? When you get to the end of the day, when you flip on the TV, when you tune out from the rest of the world, you are not disconnecting from God Almighty, but you are still in the presence of God. And the things that we see, the things that we listen to, the things that we digest into our own life, are they for His glory? Do they draw us closer to Him? or do they disconnect us from the world that he's created? Many of America, many of the world finds our rest, finds our work to be self-fulfilling, to be self-enhancing. But we want to make our time to be something that gives glory and honor. Our talents, our abilities that God has given for us to be able to accomplish, the different things that make us unique as a family. Not everyone is as gifted as some of our Bible class teachers. Some of us are not gifted as some of our song leaders. Some of us are not gifted at some of the greeting and the ability to connect with strangers. Not all of us are created in those equal departments. Just this last week, I got a text from my wife. We've got this pipe coming into our garage. It's on the basement ground level, and it developed a leak. She sent me this picture, and there were two water droplets. By the time I got home, there was a few more on the pipe. I called a plumber, and a day or two came out and looked at it, and by that time, we just had not a steady stream, but the pipe was fully wet, and we put a bucket out there, and it was drip, 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 drip. I want to share this story so you know my talents or lack thereof. Because when the plumber came, he looked at the pipe totally covered with water. And maybe you've noticed that last week was a little bit warmer than normal. And so the water that's coming underground is nice and cold. It's coming up into the air. It should have been maybe encased in insulation at some points. But the garage was warmer, and so warm air, cold water inside. That pipe was just condensation. He just took a towel and totally dry. You know how much I felt like? Just, oh, thank you. My talent is not in plumbing. But I do have a talent in plumbing that's capable of calling my boys over and saying, hey, would you hand me the flathead screwdriver or the Phillips head screwdriver? I do know the difference. And so I can teach them those differences. We can talk about a 3/8 or a quarter ratchet. We can talk about a few things that I know, and I can pass that information on to them. Within our church, as we fellowship and connect with one another, you may not have the level of somebody else that you really admire and respect, but you do have some knowledge. And if we wait until we are the top person in that category before we speak or we share or we give or we help, how many below us in those categories are going to miss out? I want us to use our talents. Each of us has a talent from God. In Romans chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, it says each of us has a God-given talent. It's reiterated in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. And so you may not understand exactly what your talent is, or you may be comparing your talent to my talent and feel like it's not worth anything. Baloney. It's worth something valuable. Your presence, your smile, your words of encouragement, your help, your assistance is greatly needed. In Scripture, there's a story of a lady. Her one main talent was to sew. Dorcas or Tabitha, however you call her name. She was greatly remembered. She was a great blessing to those that were around her. And so if your only gift is to cook, if your only gift is to sew, if your only gift is to write letters of encouragement, if your only gift is to pick up the phone, if your only gift, then use it for His glory. Encourage others. Invite others. Share what you know and share so that they will be able to grow in that ability too. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2 says that we are to give on to those who are able to teach. We are supposed to take what we have shared, see that others are able to grasp that information, and now equip them so that they are teaching and sharing as well. We have a time, we have a talent, we have a treasure. For many of us, maybe it's our home, car, position in life. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." I remember as a young boy, I was going with my parents to a meeting, and they got these motivational tapes, and the teacher was saying about planning your life and figuring out your values. And he says, "Parents, I want you to imagine that you're in one of these tall skyscrapers." Maybe we can envision the Twin Towers before that dreadful day. And you're way up top, and you see your kid on the other side. And you know that before you can go all the way down, cross the street, go all the way back up, he's going to be in great peril. But there just happens to be this big I-beam, this metal beam that spans both of these buildings, several hundreds of feet high. What would you cross that I-beam for? And so he's trying to help us to understand what our values, what our treasures really are. I want us to use our resources for God's glory. As Kara and I were thinking about it, we really feel blessed with our home and where we are. We're right next to the high school. And so pre-COVID, the kids were able to walk over to our house. She was able to make brownies or desserts or snacks or whatever. And we'd come over and the kids would hang out for just a few moments before parents came to pick them up. Your home could be a treasure, a resource, a blessing that you could use. What is your treasure? And what are you holding on to it for, if not for God's glory? Teaching and training is the final T that I want us to understand. So we have our time, our talents, our treasures, but we also need teaching and training. This idea that we are coming together, we are not individuals, that we as a whole church are going to strive to grow and improve this year. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, it reminds us, let's not give up meeting together, because there's value in that. Those that are online, continue to join us in this so that we can teach, so we can train, so we can prepare for each new day. We can be encouraged by what is going on. If you are online, you are not just a viewer, you're not just a consumer, but post and share and comment, give encouragement and feedback. If you don't know how, we've been online for 2 years. Figure it out. Call one of the teenagers. Give me a call. Come by the office. You are a part of us and we are a part of you. Let us join together in encouraging one another, in training one another, in teaching one another. There's no excuse anymore for the distance that is taking place. That is, we are going to give the whole gospel. We are going to teach what God really has spoken into existence through his word. And Paul says, I'm going to pass on to you what was first importance. We're going to put first things first. We're going to speak about the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the power and purpose of his life. But we're also going to talk about the value of the church. We're going to talk about the history of God working throughout mankind. We are going to see God's word come alive in our lives, and we're going to rejoice that he has given us his word. No longer is a Bible going to be something we just pick up on Sunday morning as we head out to a worship service, but a Bible is going to be something that we grab each day as we start, because this is our sword, this is our strength, this is our encouragement and sustenance for the day. We have an aim and a purpose, and we are going to find it from God. And the whole world is going to be our vision as well. We are going to challenge one another. We're going to train and teach as we think about our Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. As we go into all the world, we're going to envision home groups in each of our cities throughout the triad. We're going to see that we have opportunities to bless many places around the world. We are going to speak about God giving us an opportunity to go beyond our doors. We are going to look for ways to grow. And in 2 Timothy, once again, chapter 2, verse 2, "The things that you've heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others." And so we, through teaching and training, we, the South Fork family, we aim to invest. Did you notice in Luke, whatever you put in, God's going to match? We aim to invest. So if you want 2022 to be just a blah year, invest a blah amount of your time, treasure, and talent. If you want 2022 to be a fantastic year, then dive in deep and watch how God opens up and He brings us greater opportunities. What are you going to do daily to develop yourself? What am I going to do to help others in this process? Growth is not by accident. It is not incidental. You will remain bound where you currently are if you are unwilling to dream or to take steps necessary to grow or change. You will be the same person. We will be the same church in 5 years as we are right now, except for the books we read, the people we meet, and the places we go. Will you spend time growing and learning and investing with me this year so that God will be glorified, so that we may be connected better? I pray that we will not push this off one more day. Don't let this be something that we say, well, we'll start this next week or next month. Because we will have diminishing intensity as we go through this year. You know that it's happened year after year. You'll set some vision, you'll set some goal, and you'll set it aside and hope to get back to it. But it's June, and you've forgotten all about it for the first 6 months. And then there's a revival of half-heartedness. Let's dive right deep into this. Winners are those whose emotions follow their right actions. Whiners are those who say, I want to feel better before I act. Today is the day that we set forth a vision for 2022. We celebrate and worship together. And our time, our talent, and our treasure, improving and growing with training and teaching, becomes a fragrant offering, a sacrifice before our Lord. Our God is mighty, isn't He? And He's invited us into His mighty work. Let us be the men and women who rise to that challenge. Let's stand together and sing this song.
Lord, take